Good day, listeners, and welcome to TNTech's Power Chat. I am Annabelle Brasnell, Corporate Communications Manager at TNTech, and I'm joined today by Mr. Kevin Babulal, Deputy Chief Inspector from the Government Electrical Inspectorate, to talk about electricity inspections and other services of the Government Electrical Inspectorate. Welcome, Kevin, and thank you very much for joining us.
Good day, thanks.
First up, tell us what the Government Electrical Inspectorate and what do you do?
The Government Electrical Inspectorate is a division under the Ministry of Public Utilities, whose primary mandate involves the certification of the safety of electrical systems of buildings for persons to either receive a new electrical supply from TNTech or to continue having a supply from TNTech. The inspector carries out his mandate by inspection of electrical infrastructure, and where the infrastructure meets the relevant standards and codes, issues certificates of approvals. Further to this, the Government Electrical Inspectorate also certifies competent electricians to act as wiremen and investigates instances of fire or accidents as it relates to the electrical systems of buildings.
Now, people sometimes think that the Electrical Inspectorate is part of the Trinidad and Tobago Electricity Commission, and this is in fact not so. Tell us, what is the GEI's relationship with TNTech and the services that TNTech provides?
As mentioned before, the Electrical Inspectorate inspects and certifies a building's electrical system. That is the internal electrical system of the building. TNTech's role involves the provision of the electrical supply to the building. The interface between the both internal system and the TNTech provision of supply is what is called the point of entrance. Now, to demonstrate the role of both agencies, it might be best via an example. Suppose we have someone who is constructing a building. The first step after getting a wireman is to apply to TNTech for a supply to the building utilizing TNTech's request for supply form. After consultations with TNTech and advice on TNTech where the supply is to be placed, the wireman will then start the construction of the electrical system. Now, during the construction of the system, of the electrical system, all components of the system that will be concealed must be inspected by the Electrical Inspectorate. Now, these are done via what are called preliminary inspections. And in this case, the wireman, together with the applicant, will now make an application to the Electrical Inspectorate for these inspections. Now, once these inspections have been completed and satisfactory approval given, the wireman will continue his work, and once the job is completed, the wireman will then apply for a final inspection. At the completion of this final inspection, a certificate of approval is issued by the Government Electrical Inspectorate, and the applicant will now carry that certificate to TNTech. Once it carried to TNTech, TNTech will do the necessary paperwork to ensure that the supply is now given to the consumer.
Fantastic. That is very clear. So let's move a little further and talk about the fees for inspections. What is the process for collecting fees for electrical inspections?
Now, first off, the only person that is authorized to collect fees on our behalf are the cashiers at the Government Electrical Inspectorate office. Now, these fees must be paid to the cashier. No other person is authorized to collect fees on our behalf. These fees are calculated based on the type of inspection that is applied for. For example, the last example I had given before with the construction of a building, a preliminary domestic inspection costs $40 per visit. And while a final inspection for a typical three-bedroom house should cost no more than $250. Now, once you apply for an inspection date is given, and is only under particular circumstances where those dates would be shifted. And those would include things like emergency work, matters of national importance, and things like that.
Is there any system in place for expediting fees to be paid?
No, there's no system in place for any for expediting fees to be paid.
On the topic of inspection of the buildings, can you shed some light into the recommended time frame for persons to have their homes re-inspected?
Now, for a typical domestic with a final inspection, it is recommended that you re-inspect your premises every 5 years. Now, this is done to ensure that the integrity of the electrical system is not compromised, and to also ensure that the electrical system is safe for use. Now, I should also emphasize is that a re-inspection doesn't necessarily mean a rewiring. If the installation is satisfactory, there is no need to rewire the building. I should also point out that any modifications to the electrical system of your building must be inspected, whether it's an alteration or an addition.
Thank you so much, Kevin, for that information. Listeners, we have come to the end of today's time, and I want to thank Kevin Babalal for joining us on Power Chat. You can get more information on the Government Electrical Inspectorate on the Ministry's website. That is mpu.gov.tt. Tune in again next week and join us for more Power Chat. Thank you.